everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy June 1st. I know, can you believe it? Half the year, holy buckets. There you go. For the listener who's like, you got to throw in a holy buckets. There you go. There's your holy buckets. Today's June 1st and the topic of the day from, yes, another Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone is Keeping Ourselves Down. And the quote is from Marianne Anderson. As long as you keep a person down, some part of you has to be down there to hold them down. So it means you cannot soar as you otherwise might. Does someone always else have to lose in order for us to win? Sometimes we act as if that's the case. We scheme covertly or overtly, trying to make sure that some rival for affection, for position, for attention, doesn't get what he or she wants. We drop hints, gossip, hold back information. Wow, that sounds like freaking gaslighting if it's not. Yep. Coercive control and gaslighting. Bingo, right there. But when we try to keep others down, we also keep ourselves down. Narcissism. We become meaner and smaller than our best selves. All too often, our mechanisms fail anyway. Others see our meanness for what it is, and we lose out on opportunities we might otherwise have had. We lose out on opportunities, we lose out on relationships. Let's see, our character diminishes, trust is eroded. Yeah, there's a litany of things in here, Linda, that definitely link to, people that are survivors from narcissistic abuse. You bet. If I can even be more Minnesotan, thank you so much. Little combination here of 313 East Side and, yep, 612. If you know, you know. But yeah, being right. Freaking red flags everywhere. And you know what? Sometimes we got to make mistakes in order to see those red flags. Sometimes you need to be in a different situation or in a different place. And then it's like, are you kidding me? Okay, I'm going to quote Coco Peru. Are you fucking kidding me? So what are we bringing in today? We're bringing Eastside Detroit. We're bringing in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minneapolis, and the Bronx. And the Bronx is a Red Sox fan. Yep, I did it. Yes, I did. And I'm laughing about it. Sometimes it's all that you can do is to laugh about it. Laugh about it. Bernie always says, better laughing than crying, right? And sometimes that laughter is a way of going, yeah, that V8. Are you kidding me? Took me all that to see it. How many times? And then when we do see it, right? But when we bring other people down, we're actually at lower than they are. We're lower. We're not perfect. We're not perfect all the time here. And don't get me wrong, by saying we're not perfect, that does not excuse people who are abusers. Okay, that doesn't give them a free pass. See, abusers don't have a, subconscious. They don't. Their ego is too inflated for them to care. And when they might have a moment of caring, it's not enough for them to do the work to change. Because then the ego takes over again and becomes defensive. But yeah. Yep. Scheming covertly or overtly, withholding of information, withholding affection, jockeying for position, one-upping, belittling. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then when other people see that behavior out, you know, in addition to like you're seeing it and other people around you see it, yeah. It makes that person really super small, really small. And it's really sad, actually. It's very sad because, you know, the meanness they miss out on. They miss out on having exactly the thing that they've always wanted. That's one of the patterns that I see with people who behave that way, is they actually miss out on the very thing that they really, really want, which is to be loved. To be loved, to be cared for, to have people around them that love them because of them, not because of who they are, their position, their money, their, you know, all the other things that everybody else, their entourages, you know, the yes people, right, that are around them. And there's a thought that comes to my mind right now about sabotaging. People with behaviors like that, that behave and act that way, they actually sabotage themselves. They do. And it's really sad. It's really sad to see. It is. It's very sad. All right. What do I want to talk about in this episode? Keeping ourselves down. Do we ever do that to ourselves? I think so. I think that we do. I think that the tapes that play, you know, from the shit that's been said, can actually act like that person, even though that they're not there. I've witnessed that too in our community. I've experienced that myself. I've actually said to myself, they're not even freaking here. Why are you saying this to yourself? That's mean. You wouldn't say that to, you know, I wouldn't expect one of them. I would like definitely pull one of my kids aside and say, hey, what's going on? If I heard one of my kids talk like that about themselves. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So a question becomes, when do we actually keep our own self down? And it is hard. It's really hard. It's hard. Those tapes are super powerful. They really are. Yep. Meanness for what it is. Others will see the meanness for what it is and see people for who they are. And we need to keep in check to make sure that we don't keep our own selves down and replace that person. We don't want to do their work for them. Let's put it that way. They're not in our lives anymore. So why are we doing the work for them? Let's not do that. All right, because we lose out on opportunities that we might otherwise have had. All right, here's the affirmation. Helping someone else rise might well help me rise too. That's right. You know that phrase about healing people, help heal people? It's true. It's true. When you help somebody else, you help yourself. Now, I'm not talking about to the extreme where you neglect yourself, okay? It's nice to be nice. It feels good to do good. And when you do good, it speaks about your character and about you as a person. And it feels good. And when you can lift yourself up, because sometimes there's no one there except the person who's looking back at you in the mirror. And when you lift yourself up, baby, you're one powerful person. You take your power back. You remember who you are. And the game changes. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. I hope you totally enjoyed today's episode. And as always, remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.